Okay, so we'll try today to further explore the machlokas we see in our sugya regarding Kinyan Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak. We saw Shitas Hatosis yesterday here and various other places that the question, of course, that bothers Tosis, the Gemara makes mention of Rabbi Yitzchak's Kinyan Mashkin in a number of places in Shas. And the problem is that the pashtus in our Gemara, also in Gemara Gidden, is that the case is the mashkin was given by the lova to the mava at the time of the loan. And yet, Rabbi Yitzchak's din, the Gemara says, Mufurshe b'mitzia, and that's the pashtus in the psukim that he learns it out from, is discussing a mashkin shilovish hasalva. So how can the Gemara work out Rabbi Yitzchak's kinyan to make it nafkamina, the halacha, gabe chametz, gabe yiroa, gabe shmita, not being mishamit, when it comes to a mashkin of shasalva? Tosis gives the approach that the Gemara uses Rav Yitzchak's Kinyan Mashkin B'Shas Halva, which is a Kinyan Gamor, a Konol Gami type of Kinyan, to understand that when you have a Mashkin given B'Shas Halva, even though that's not the same degree of Kinyan Gamor Rav Yitzchak, but it's what Tosis calls in a few places a strong Shibud, an Olam Shibud, a super Shibud. In one place, Tosis refers to that as a kinyan also. And we try to explain what that means. Tosis therefore works from that and explains that the nafkaminas that we have in our Gemara and Gemara and Gittin is enough to be able to say that the super shibud will translate into understanding whether the Jew would violate Bayira Bayimatseh because he has that olam shibud, he has that super shibud, so therefore it's enough to make the Jew liable to view it as his chametz, just as we know, for example, that you don't have to own the chametz mamish. It's enough to mekabel achrayis and enough for his chametz to be over by Yirah. So too, this olam shibudei in the chametz of the guy is enough. On the other hand, if you would have said kinyan mashkin for the guy, it would have meant that it's not matzli for the Jew. Same thing with Gabi, the other standard of shvias not being meshamet. So the drasha Tosis works with, the drasha doesn't mention it, Tosis brings it from the sefrei, that a mavala mashkin is not Meshamet, Shvi'ez at Meshamet, because it's not called Esachicha Tashmiyadacha, it's Esachicha Biyadacha. So this is enough to be called Esachicha Biyadacha. So what exactly does Tosis mean? The way we explained it, and we'll go from there today, is that you can view, we'll try to explain maybe in another level too, another nuance, that the Kinyan that Tosis speaks about in Rabbi Yitzchak's Mashkin is that there is Duvayim, there is collection. You cone it. You kone it. You kone it means it went into your reshus. You collected the chov. But Tosis uses two words in Kiddushin, ad sheyifta, which means that it's not that the chov totally disappeared, and it's not that therefore the chov, that the kinyan cannot be reversed, because the fact that the lova still has the option of being pulled at the mashkin means that obviously if the chov will disappear, then whatever this kinyan is, and whatever extent that it's chal, ugabi halachas tosis, the next tosis we're going to get to, it's all dependent on the fact that the chov still exists. And it's keneged hachov that you have this mashkin. So there is that little loophole here that still allows the lova to unravel everything, including the kinyan. In other words, everything that the kinyan is giving you, it's still dependent on the fact that there is a possibility of the chol being paid. So that allowance still exists. But leaving that aside, there is a guvaina that took place. It's a very subtle nekuda to digest, but understand what we're saying here. It's not just a kinyan guvaina, as we're going to see that maybe to explore Tosis means with the Shibud Alin. It's a guvaina. It's a collection. It's tonally to the mother, it went into his reshus. He collected the chov. That's what happened. It's due. The chov is due, and now the mashkin was seized. And it went into, he collected the chov. But there is still, it's because of the chov that he's collecting it. He's collecting the chov. The chov still has in it the fact that the lover owes money, and the lover, by paying the chov, can, as if he would pull a string, and then the whole kinyan basically didn't, you know, no longer holds. Okay, what happens if it was taken b'shas halva? The Tosis says, now we can understand that that is not just a stamis chus that he has, a mashkin, to remember that the person was lent money or whatever, but he has a kinyan. The kinyan is to be able to collect when the time comes. So it's a kinyan legugaina. It's not collected. You don't collect the chov when you're lending the money. Obviously, you're lending the money so that the money can now be spent. He doesn't owe yet. He owes when he doesn't have to pay yet. He can't collect before he has to pay. But you have a kinyan already in that mashkin to be able to collect from it. That, says Tosis, changes the equation when it comes to Bayiraya, when it comes to Shvi'is being Mishamim. Because if you already have a kinyan to collect, that's sufficient to deem it either, in this case, the Yisrael's chametz. It's sufficient because you see achrayis on a goy's chametz makes it enough to be violent by Uriah. It's called matzui. So too, it's called matzui if you have a kinyan to collect from this item, from this chametz. If the goy would have this kinyan, liguvayna, it would be viewed that it's not completely matzui by the Jew. This is, and then again, by the mashkin case as well. This is what we wanted to say as an approach to Tosfos. But then we began to shift to other Rishonim. So the muscle, the Ran and the Ramban, when they look at this question, they think that the Gemara that Tosfos focuses on in Bava Metzia, Eimer Dam Rav Yitzchak, only by a mashkin that was taken, Shelo B'Shas Hava, but B'Shas Hava Miyamar. So they say, yeah, the Gemara puts it out there. But don't take it too so seriously. If you have all these other Gemaras that are quoting Rav Yitzchak, and we're talking about a Malva ala Mashkin, we're talking about a Mashkin given B'Shas Hava, and Rav Yitzchak is quoted in that context. So it means that all those Gemaras are not following that line of Gemara Bava Metzia. That Gemara Bava Metzia was saying it was part of B'Shas HaVitarya as a Svara, but it's a Dichri B'Alma thing, if you can call it that. In other words, it doesn't have to be that is, in fact, the last word on the subject. And therefore, the Yitzchak's Kinyan Mashkin, however we describe it, is Bein Shelo B'Shas Hava, Bein B'Shas Hava. That's basically what you see in the Ran and the Ramban. And that's how they get around this entire question. So we suggested the following, and then we'll go now in a minute to the Tosfos Rid, and maybe within Rashi. Apparently, why could we understand for the Ramban, for the Ran, that what Rav Yitzchak said is applicable equally by a mashkin shasalva or shul b'shasalva? In other words, were we to understand the quote-unquote kinyan of Rav Yitzchak in the way we understood it for Tosfos, can anyone fathom, can anyone conceive that kinyan mashkin that we described in Tosfos for shul b'shasalva should exist and a mashkin b'shas hava? Is that logical? No? What did I say? What's the mashkin of b'shas hava? You collected the chov. It came into your shus for collection. No? That concept is obviously only shayach if the lova owes right now, he has to pay. The due date is here. The malva is collecting that which the lova is mechuyev to pay. The lova is first borrowing, he's not mechuyev to pay now. He's paying in 30 days and when the chov is due. You can't tell me the malva has collected the chov at the same time that he's extending the chov. And for the Ramban and the Ran to put on the same footing, the kinyan of Rav Yitzchak, of Shlomo Shasava and Shasava, to me that would suggest that the kinyan of Rav Yitzchak is what we describe within Tosfos as the kinyan for collecting. You have a kinyan that's masking to collect the chov. Not that you've collected it yet, you've just extended the chov, but you have a kinyan in this masking to be able to take piro and chov from there. But it's not just a schus, it's a kinyan for that. For the Ramban, for the Ran, that's exactly what you have, Bein B'Shas Hava, Bein Shelo B'Shas Hava. In other words, it's not that it mamish was collected, ad sheyipada. It is this, what we call the Olam Shibudi of Tosfos, the Kinyan for Gavina. That for the Ramban is what is Rav Yitzchak's Mashkin, whenever it is given over to the Malve, even if it's given over Shelo B'Shas Hava, but he hasn't collected, he has the Kinyan for collecting. If that same Mashkin would have been given over by the Lova to the Malve at the time of the Alva, it's the same thing. And therefore, there's no differentiation. It's the same level in both situations. Noach.
Can you argue the other way, that actually they agree it's a kinyan gamur in both cases? Because right from day one, you transfer the mashkin to the halva, and then there's a schut to pay off with money.
I hear you. To me, it's counterintuitive. In other words, to say that he borrowed the chov, and the second he borrowed the chov, it's the chov is collected. But the lov has a schus to reverse that collection. To collect the chov at the time that you're giving the chov, like you're first giving him the chov now. Like what are you collecting it already? It's not time to collect. It's not, there's not,
right.
We have in Baba Basra, Yes Hashem, next man, the sugya in the beginning of the hey, of if Adam Perea Tochmano, or in Adam Perea Tochmano Chazaka, in a Perea Tochmano, it's a sugya in Shas about that question, Nigel B'makam Chazaka. But Umay say, could he pay? Would he pay? Do we presume he does pay? But he doesn't have to pay. So how could you argue that there's a collection when he didn't have to pay it? To me, it's more mistaver that the kinyan is to be able to collect when the time comes, and that's obviously going to be the same, therefore, in both situations. Okay. Now, yeah.
Is that enough of a kinyan to do condition?
We'll get to Mitzvah Shem after this. If hopefully we can try on the next tosis a little bit with that. We're going to get to Kedushin. But I want to first just talk about the Rid. Yeah, Rafi.
Is the ability to collect, or the item?
Yeah, he has a kinyan in the item, not just a schus. It has entered his reshus to be able to use it, to be able to collect from this. He acquired this item to the extent that he has the ability, when the time comes, to collect from it, or to collect from it. In other words, for the Ramban, it's the same, whether it's shasava or shilva shasava, but it's not more than that. It's that itself, that kinyan that you have in the item to use it as a means of collection. So it's a shibud alim, it's a kinyan for guvaina. That's exactly what it is whenever it comes to you. As opposed to saying petosis that later on, it's konul gamri, meaning imam has collected it, actually padah, so it's kilu. Okay, it could be reversed, the chov could still be paid, but lemaisa, you collected the chov right now, and in the beginning, if it's given in the beginning, it's a kinyan for collecting, for the Ramban, it's all the same. Now, let's talk about maybe Rashi, but before Rashi, maybe through the lens of the Rid. The Rid, the Tosfos Rid, both in a Tosfos Rid, but then more in the Piskei Rid, says something very interesting, and I think it fits in some ways with things that Rashi says, and maybe we'll look back at the Lashon Rashi in just a minute. The Chora, on one hand, you look at the Rid, and you get a sense, let's start with the Rid in Kedushin, Tosfos Rid in Kedushin. He wants to make it clear that there is a difference between a mashkin a shasalva and a shilva shasalva. Not like the way we said in the other shonim. And he clearly disagrees with that. Where is it? Okay, it says the Tosfos Rid in Kedushin, Pirush, what is Rabbi Yitzchak's case? Now take a look at the lesson here. And this is going to be elaborated on in the Piskei Rid. Perush, what's Rabbi Yitzchak discussing? He's clearly taking the Gemara Baba Tzvi seriously, right? Right. That's the case of Rabbi Yitzchak. And he explains, what's the significance of Shalom B'Shasalva? Now stop right now for a second. So what does he say? The Kanile Liguvain. That sounds like the way we're formulating is the Kenyan is for Guvaina. But now let's look more at the nuances, the fine print here. The Kanile Liguvaina, Shabashela Mokhro Liparim Osaf, that he has a right to sell it and to therefore get paid what he had lent money. Kidit Nan, Mitzia, Mishloshim Yoma Halan, Mochim Bebezdin. So there's a certain process that he can sell it and base it and get his money. When it gets sold, that's basically, he doesn't really need the mashkin, he needs the value. So he takes the mashkin and how he cashes in on it. And he's repaid through that. The lachi mishkinuhu, based it, kadesha yifachoba mimen. So, okay, there's some details here about how the mechira takes place. But he says, Rashoi lamochro, he has autonomy to sell it. Sounds like he sells it in based it. And that was the purpose of the mashkin, the based it. And that's all true by a mashkin given when? Taken when? When? Shulav b'shasalva. Continues to read. Avu mishkino b'shasalva aso. If the mashkin was given time of the halva, eino rashay l'mochro. He doesn't have any right to sell it. V'lo chashiv didei. It's not considered his. That's no kinyan mashkin over there. Because he says, if that were true, the mishkino b'shasalva kanilei den ishan. Mikne ki avu mashkin. And he assumes that the Gemara's case of this is going to have to get to as well. The case of Kiddushin is a mashkin of Shlomish HaSavva. And if you tell me the Kinyan exists even before, then it should be the same. The only Kinyan is the Kinyan Lugavain of later. And the Rif doesn't differentiate Seder, but here's what I think. Now, so the first thing to notice is the Rif is clearly differentiating, but the way he's differentiating is he's saying not like we said in Tosfos, nor what we said in the Ramban, right? What is he saying? He's saying there's a difference between Shas Halva, Shlomish HaSavva, but what he calls the Kinyan of Shlomish HaSavva, what Yitzchak's din is applying, he calls that a Kinyan to be able to collect. And that doesn't exist, Shas Halva. Okay, now, why do I think this could be helpful for Rashi, and how does it work in our sugya? Because now the Chora, according to the Rid, was stuck. What comes back to haunt us now, according to the Rid? The Chora, he doesn't discuss it here, but what should we be, all be asking now? Because it's Kash. So then what do you make of our sugya? What do you make of the sugya in Gittin? The Gemara, the Lashon of Hamal V'Alamashkin is Mashma, that was a Shas Halva, and the Gemara is saying that that's going to matter in terms of Hilchis Chametz, Ba'yirah, in terms of Mashkin, of Shvias. So what does he do with it? So the answer becomes clear if you look at the Piskevit. Piskevit is the same person. Here, there's a lot of interesting chidushim. I don't know how much we should focus on this. If you read the whole Keta, you'll see there's a lot of things to notice. For us, I want to focus obviously more on this Nikuda, but there's also Hirhino, and there's also the big we'd be sets up in the beginning, and it's already late. So we have to try to focus on the lines that we want to focus on. So let's try to get to the, I hope you read everything, it's Kedai, but just for our purposes, let's try to get to the key words where I think we can be medayik something that would be helpful for Rashi as well. So take a look in the right column toward the bottom. With Kasha Masnissin and the Rava, right? So now he brings the Kasha that was asked from the Mishnah and Rava, who was the Kanu Habu Gobo, Parak Rava, Hacha, Maiskina, Beshehirino, Etzlo. Right, this is the initial teretz for the Mishnah. The Gemara says Hirhino, Perish. So now the Gemara is saying Hirhino, originally thinking that the Mishnah works with Hirhino, even though the Mishnah has a case of Anachri being a Malva, the Gemara is going to fall back, fall away from this later. But now he explains what Kinyan Mashkin is, Perish. Now remember, what's Hirhino means? That what time did it get deposited? Hirhino means when did he give it? The Shas Hava. And remember, what does the Rid hold? We saw the Rid in Kiddushin. What does he hold about the Kinyan Mashkin Rabbi Yitzchak? It's that he can sell it on his own, and it's only true Shlomish HaSavva. So what's he going to do with Agamah? So let's see what he says. Kirino Etzlo Perush. La'olam im hayachamis v'deis Yisrael. Afopi, they add a few words here. Afopi sheshibdo l'nachri dematazimne v'lo pare v'achar Pesach. So typically, if it was not deposited by the non-Jew, by the Malva, if it will be by the Chametz of the house of the Jew, then the time came, didn't pay, and now it gets collected. So we don't say the collection was a mafeh like a baye. Really, we're defending Hirav. So if that's if it would be remaining in the Lova's possession. What's our case of the Mishnah, says the Gemara initially, Pshat. Umasnita diktani muter bahana, that is considered to be the chametz shel nachri. Kigon shirhino etzlo. Now listen carefully. What does he say? And we'll see after the lesson. Shirhino etzlo umesaran lo. Again, who's the lover? Who's the malvin? In our case, what are we talking about now? First case of the Mishnah is right. Nachri malva Yisrael lova. The Gemara is not differentiating at this point. Who has kinyan mashkin? So we're saying that the Yisrael halova gave it at the time of the halva to the Nachri Amalva. Look at what he says. Hirhino etzlo, umestarolo b'sham, b'sham oso b'veso, shogoy. And he places it in the guy's possession, his house. B'hisnolo, and he stipulates, imlo yifeno as man pro, nishikatsa b'lacha pesach, yechot. He doesn't pay by that time, it becomes locked in for the guy. It came with the Koy Chametz Bishus Shogoy. Since it's now sitting by the guy's Bishus, Pinogoy. The Bachov Kone Mashkin, Kid Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amam Nam Bachov Shikone Mashkin, Perush. Now, how is it connecting to Rabbi Yitzchak? After all, Rabbi Yitzchak is Shogobish Hassan, right? Perush. What is Rabbi Yitzchak? Kisha Bezdin Mashkin is Salobah. When Bezdin forces Salobah to surrender his assets, shumitalzel benosim lamalve, and they give it to Malkidei Libos Chova Mimenu. Kino hamalve. So Malve is kone that metaltelin, that mashkin. Barei ushalo b'yochel kadim zayisha kedam and perkam the kedusha. Chain dome, and so it is similar to that. Is what kishereino etzlo aldas sheheicholit lo imo yifeenim. Analogous to that, the chain dome, if hirhino etzlo aldash, sheyehecholed lo mo yifeenim. In other words, you can imagine, there is a possibility of a mashkin b'shas halva that is similar to the mashkin of Yitzchak so b'shas havada beisnas. And that is, it depends the understanding in under which the lover handed over the mashkin to the malva. If it was aldas sheheicholet lo mo yifreenu, the guvayna yavin ele. In other words, what is he saying? Elaborate. But there could be one of two possible motives in what is being what's happening right now at Hirhino, at the time of the mashkin given at the Shasalva. It could be. Now, if it's not this, unless we know already of Rashi Bamitsia in the beginning of that Gemara, what else could it be? The Karn B'Alma. In other words, he shouldn't deny it. He'll deny, look, I have your mashkin. Obviously, it's a simple thing. It's not audas for Guvayna. It's just a way of leveraged, if you will, right now, but just to know that he can't deny the chov. But that doesn't mean he's Kone Guvayna. What he's trying to say is, if the das at the time of the giving over the mashkin is that you'll be able to collect from this, then it has the same milah of Kinyan Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak of a Mashkin Shlomo Shasava. That's what he's saying. The Chain Domek Shirhino Etzlo Aldash, you have to know when you're reading a long piece, like which words should jump up at you. Kisha, and what, how is he answering the Kasha of Tosis? Here it is. Kisharino Etzlo Aldash Yichol Gol Moim Ferenu, the Gubani Yavinale. The low dummy tells you, the low dummy, now she elaborates. The low dummy, Lamavis Chavera La Mashkin, meaning that, again, it was also given over then, but what's that? The Hassam, lo guvayna yavinale, sheyim kirenu b'yefem imenu. That's not about a mashkin that you should be able to collect from when I don't pay, when I default. El sheyim b'teach, lop shul yechva lo chobo. He can't from the alma, he won't be able to deny it. That there's a chob, because there's a mashkin by you. Hilka Hassam, lo kanye. V'lo havi ele el shom sachar. This is interesting. To get to the question of what type of shmira yimakabel, babu shul batuach ba'am osef. That's the sugi b'mitzia. He's going chara derech Rashi. Listen, see, right? That what is it when it's a real kinyan mashkin? It's onsin as well. But it's interesting. But it's a kinyan lo guvayna, and it's onsin. This is going to get very interesting because we're going to see in a minute in Tosfos. We wanted to say that the kinyan of Yitzchak is a kinyan gamur, and yet it's only for like a shamasacha. It's not really a contradiction, but it's just at some point, a little bit, it sounds a little bit off, you know, like Chor doesn't line up. But this is what we're saying. The Kenyan of Rabbi Yitzchak is Lugubayna, and you could have that happen if it's given with such a das at the time of the Halva. Masha'ekin, if it's just Stam, Sheibu Techbo, then you're not going to be a real Kenyan, not going to be Chai Ba'onsa. Avo Chai, the Yavanah Lugubayna, Kanye, Kenyan Gomer, Chai Fil Ba'onsa. But the Gemara ends up saying that this is not going to be Shana Mishnah, the Asikna, Davki, Yisrael, Yisrael, Kone Mashkin, and Begoy, Yisrael, Lo, and the Mishnah is about Me'achshav, and we go on. And there's something more to say later on, but for us, we have here a very interesting Mahalach now in the Rid, and I think if you look carefully at Rashi, we begin to see some of this in Rashi too. And let's see where. Okay, let's see if we can dive a little bit in the Rashi, that that's the Hirhino that we're talking about. So let's start looking. No, who can find me a lashon of Rashi? The emesis, Rashi says something similar by the achshav. You want to look at that Rashi? Look at the lokashav. The Gemara is going to say the achshav. The achshav is going to be its own point, but look how Rashi says the hirhino. Rashi learns the achshav is built on hirhino. Exactly why you need both, we'll have to deal with. The Rid talks about that later too. Could be for the Maisa Kinyan. But look at Lashon Rashi by Hirhino of Me'achshav, and we'll see it already over there. Maybe we can find it elsewhere too. Look at Rashi, Lo Kasha, Masnisin de Amalek, Shirhino, Etzlo, Emu Etan Lachad Yom Ploni, Hishtach Me'achshav, Hibach Nochri, Shilvas Yisrael, So this gets around the problem of Nachi not being called a Mashkin. Come with Chametz B'shus Nachi v'Yisrael, Shehu v'Yisrael Nachi, come with B'shus Yisrael. But now we're going by Rina. Look at the Braisa. Braisa, the low cover, the low armor in Me'achshav. See, here it is. This is not Me'achshav. It would be even better. Ela Kishar Mashkin Nasnalo. The cut, and what does it mean now? What's the case? How is the Braisa explained? Based on what? What's Mahalach now? Yisrael Sheh, Helva Lenachri, according to our mayor. What's the Mahalach of the Braisa? Why is it Yisrael? It's because of Rav Yitzchak, right? Right? Good. And what is the case? Al HaMashkin. The mitzvah is given B'Shah Salva. So what's Tosef's Kasha? Rav Yitzchak is Shul B'Shah Salva. Look at Rashi. The Braisa, the La'omel in the Achshav, okay? El Kishah Mashkin, Nasnalo, the cover was man. What do you see in Rashi? Here you have it. Not much what we're seeing in the vid. What makes the Erihino the Kenyan Mashkin of Rabbi Yitzchak? Because he says, man, that was the Kfiyas, that was what was given for. That's the Braisa. No, that's the case of the Braisa. Okay, that's the Rashi here. It could be a Medayik in Rashi before also. Medayik, take a look, you'll see. The Chayra Rashi is very karov to the rib in this regard. That the answer to the Kash of Tosus would be, and that's why the Rashi is in Bamitsia, for example, talked about. There's also the other idea, just stam, Zikrin Dichim Ram B'Alma. Rashi went Pshat in that Gemara, we read it the other day. That one could have thought that in a case where it was a milvah b'shtar, for example, there's no need for a mashkin. So maybe there, it's not a zichron from b'alma because he already has the shtar. So you see that the point is that you could have a mashkin just a zichron from b'alma, or you could have, based on the fact that there's no need for zichron b'arim, or because it was specifically said, you can't collect from this. So what is the kinyan of Yitzchak Rashi? What is it? If it could happen, even b'shas hava, under certain circumstances. And it's always what happens, shalom b'shas hava. So what's the nature of the kinyan? Kinyan gavayin. If we're correct in our cheshbon, right? Because according to the Ramban, it couldn't be any more than that because it happens even initially. According to Rashi in the read, it could happen initially if that is the intention. So it's going to be a kinyan, but it's a kinyan of gavayin. Now, maybe we'll take it one step further. This could be we'll have to add another twist to it next week, but for now, at least a haskalah on this nekuda that takes us back to the previous Tosis. Tosis asked the Kasha in his Gemara, what is Abaye going to do with the Braisa? Remember the Kasha? The Gemara works out the Braisa in such a way that the case is here, you know. Yisrael benachri is machlokis, whether it's a kinyan mashkin. If the Yisrael is the Malva, the Loi is a Lova. And Nachri Yisrael is for sure not a Kinyan Mashkin, therefore it's considered the Jewish Chametz. All this is nice and well in terms of Rava, because Rava doesn't have anything else to consider. The Mafeo Golva is not on the radar screen. Now the only challenge is there a Kinyan Mashkin? But Abaye always has the Shita of a Mafeo Golva to reckon with. If a Mafeo Golva, then two Kashas. How can anyone say by Yisrael benachri ena over, okay, Kinyan Mashkin doesn't exist. But Mafeil Gova. And Nachri Yisrael doesn't have Kinyan Mashkin, okay, but Mafeil Gova. So it should always be the Malviv's comments because Mafeil Gova, Tosus Kash. So what did Tosus answer? The case is there was no collection. Talking about the Kinyan Mashkin exists. Regardless of whether it ends up being collected. Mafeo Gov is when the Malva collects it later, Igloi Mosa, as Igmar says, it was already his from before. I will explain it, but that's what everybody said. But if it wasn't collected, then there's no Igloi Mosa, there was no Kenyan from the beginning. But if there's a Kenyan Mashkin, Yisrael Ben Nachri, for example, according to Rav Meir, so then it's the Yisrael's promise because of Kenyan Mashkin. Now, we noticed Rashi doesn't agree with that. And we know that the Ramban also doesn't agree with that. But we noted in Rashi, that Rashi, when he explains Kinyan Mashkin, he connects it, he conflates it with the issue of Lumafeo Hugova as well. We had at least once, maybe twice in Rashi with that indication. Again, take a look in that same Rashi that we read before. So pick up where we left off in reading that Rashi. Hilkach. Benachri, this is still the Brisa Rashi's working after us, right? The Mishnah is Me'achshav, the Brisa is not Me'achshav. The Brisa is going to be based on the Kinyan Mashkin question. Yisrael Benachri is Machokes, Nachri Yisrael is for sure not on Kinyan Mashkin. Hilkach. Benachri Shivri Yisrael. So we are halfway through the Rashi. Divi Hako, Afilo Parale, Asri Yisrael Yohanes Mimenu, the Koyimos of Pesach, Shal Yisrael Hoya, right? This is Rav Shita. Even if it was not paid, but it's still always Yisrael's chametz because the Guvaina doesn't make it his from before. I hear Hino, the Imshim Dir Hino, Nachmi Yisrael lo kani, and therefore there's no reason to say that it's Yisrael's chametz, right? The Yisrael Shehova. First case of the Raisa, Yisrael that lent, Twiggy. That's a machokas. Man de Asar, that's Reb Meir, Savar, Kirin Shirhino, since it was Shirhino, Balchov Konemashkin. Rashi adds the following Balchov Konemashkin, the Lekal Memer Hacha Mikana Lehabagov. What in the world is Rashi saying? So Reb Meir holds that. Balchov Kone Mashkin even applies Yisrael Benachri. And therefore, Kone Mashkin, Vilekomim Kanel Habogobe. The Shari, because somebody Yisrael Benachri, Leket Staka, Vilok Kone Mashkin. What are those words doing in Rashi? Vilekomim Kanel Habogobe. We struggled with this, yeah? So we didn't explain it, but what did we note in Rashi? That apparently Rashi was like that Ramban that we noted in Kiddushin, that the halacha of Kone Mashkin is dependent on what having happened. In other words, what happened? The law of default. Right, that much you see, Mashkin. No, Mashkin, everybody, yeah? Rashi says, because we say, can you Mashkin, if you sell up a mayor, if you sell Benachri, then you can't say Mekana. So obviously, Rashi couldn't have said Tosis Teretz. That's what we pointed out. And there Rashi kind of left the baya hanging. Yeah, Rashi said, begin. The Braisa holds, Mikan will have a go. Okay, what do you do? What does the baya do? You have to figure out. But meanwhile, what's the pshat? What could be the Havana here? So we'll say something now, and I think we'll come back to Rashi in the Mishnah. We can maybe be masking this a little bit better. That we'll have to wait for next week. But let's just say a little svara that could be something of a Havana in Rashi. Why Rashi connects Kinyan Mashkin with Mikano Lahabo Gov and Feru Gov, as if to say that what Kinyan Mashkin will accomplish is that Dia Rava and Abaye will be in agreement. In other words, it has to ultimately mean that the Rova defaulted. And that if there's a Kinyan Mashkin, then what? Then and only then will Rava also concede that the Guvaina that took place later was already from before. Let's just give it a little bit of a touch. What does that mean? So go back to Amud Aleph. When the Gemara presents Abaye v'Rava, Mikan Alabo Goma Feil Gove, so the Gemara presents Abaye on one side, and what did Abaye say? That once the time came, and Velo Pare, and it's a collection, as we noted, so then Igoy Nosa Mafeil Mekar B'Shus Yavikai, it shows that it was always by the Malva from before, because he had a schus to get it, and you see, cashed in on it, he always, that itself awards it to him. What did Rava say in defense of his own shita? Wait, the Lova already had the option of deflecting the chob. So you can't tell me that it's awarded to the Malva from before. The Lova could be misal bezuzi. Could be as follows. That which Rava counters Abaye, pushes back to Abaye. Abaye is a very healthy svara. A very sound svara. Matizimba pare, it should be his from before. Rava says, no, because the Lova could have paid the zuzi. Rava saying that is true in a context of what did the Malva have all along? The Malva had a schus to collect karka for the chok. There was a loan, And part of the loan is that there's a chov and there's a right, a schus that the malva assumes at that time should go by default to collect. Abai is willing to take that shibud and run with it and say that schus that you had, and if it gets actualized, it was already that awarded to you from before. However, my sekinyan, all that has to be thought about. But somehow that's what happened. The schus that you had gave it to you from the beginning. But it says, no, the schus that you had is not enough to give it because the lobit could always pay. When you have a kinyan mashkin, and what do we say is a kinyan mashkin? What's the pshat of kinyan mashkin? It's a kinyan to collect. In Tosis parlance, it's called a shibud alim. A kinyan will go by. So what Rashi will be saying, pshat here in kinyan mashkin, is that if what the malva had is not simply a schus to collect, but he had a kinyan for that collection. It's already kanui to him for collecting. But against that, it's already in his mishus for collecting. Then that already, Rav agrees that the fact that Lova couldn't resolve mezuzi, it's not like Achayifta, the Tosis of, you know, of the later case, but it's the Lova couldn't resolve mezuzi. Yeah, but the Malva already had a kinyan for it. So that already could give it to him. In other words, what changes is whether what we have in Shibud is eschus, or we have what we call Shibud Alim or a Kinyan for Guvaina, that's where Rava understands that the Lovis Abdesal Gezuzi is not enough to be able to take away what the Malva already had a Kinyan to have. If it's just a schus to have it, so then Rava says that's not enough to give it to the Malva, the Lova could give Zuzi and pay. But if it's a Kinyan he has, then if, again, only if it gets actualized and that Kinyan Guvaina comes to fruition, then Rava agrees that Kinyan Guvaina gave it to him from before. We will say, here the point. So I'm just saying that according to Rashi, that would be the reason why Rashi could understand that it has to piggyback on the Mafeo Govin. In and of itself, it's not, Rashi doesn't agree with the Yesod of Tosfos that, well, the Shibud Alim means that just like Achrayus is enough to give it to the, now to consider it to Yisrael's. Yeah, Doach Tanit yesterday, what are you equating that with that? You know, that's the din of Achrayus, it's the din of Achrayus. This Shibud Alim suddenly makes it the same thing as Achrayus. Who says? Rashi doesn't agree with that equation. That wouldn't do it. In the other direction as well, who says that Shibud Alim, the king, Kinyan of Gubayna, is going to make a difference? The halacha of Chichab Yadecha, who knows if Rashi even accepts that drush of the Sefri and the Gemara Bavli? Tosfos made it about that. You don't know about what would be in all those cases. Something else Rashi says. Rashi says a Kinyan of Gubayna, that makes it, a Shvias is not Meshamet, that's the Sugya Gittin. But for our purposes, the point is that Kinyan of Gubayna is what allows when there'll be a default, and that's probably getting as well, but that's why it becomes the malvus from before. Abai Svara Rava agrees with if you're discussing a kinyan, not a shibud, a kinyan from Gubayna. That's l'chora what we could say for now. Maybe we'll be able to say more in terms of the Rashi and the Mishnah. Let's just start Haskalah on the next Tosis. I want to finish the next two Tosis in and then come back to Rashi and the Mishnah. And then we have to deal with the Rush and the Ramba. That's all coming after that. That's all coming after, you know, after we deal with Rashi and the Mishnah. But the question of Kinyan Mashkin, as far as what type of liability is now going to be assumed by this Malveh who has a Mashkin. So Kona Maskin, Pirish HaKundris, Kona Maskin, Lina Chiyav Onsin. That's what Rashi says over here. Rashi's Mashma that way elsewhere, although there's one place Rashi says Avad, and you have to know what Avad means. Because could be Rashi means Avad, but Onas, it's consistent with the Rashi here. Rashi's Gittin, I think, says Rashi Avad. You have to know. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, either way. Who else did we see holds like Rashi? This we read earlier today. The Rid mentioned this period, also Onsin as well. Who else do we know is Chayba Onsin? A Soel and a Gazan. Gazan steals something, it's Chayba Onsin. Something happens. A Soel as well. Now, typically the idea there is because Kohan Nash Shalo, he has the right to benefit from it, and therefore he can be liable. Now, Tosis does not like Rashi Sibu. The Ri Omer, the Baha Umnin Mashma, the Lavi El Shom Sachar. The Gemara has in the case that's mentioned, the Mishnah, the Helval Amaskin Shomer Sachar, the Gemara brings up Yitzchak into that. Now, at the end, the Gemara falls away from that. But the Gemara brings Rabbi Yitzchak in connection to the Mishnah's Lashon of Shemisacha. So Tosfos therefore dismisses Rashi. What is Tosfos obviously therefore alluding to, which he doesn't explain now? So what is Tosfos Shita? Shemisacha. What Tosfos doesn't explain to us is, okay, but Lamaisa, Shemisacha means that there's some sort of a schar that you have from this. And that's why you assume those responsibilities for Neva Veda. What's schar? What's it for? What do you gain by having this mashke? Tosfos didn't spend here, but that Tosfos we're going to get to in the other places. Tosfos is finished the Tosfos. The Kush Maitin, something else Tosfos is commenting in general. Kush Maitin, Chemso Shonachri, Biyad Yisrael. We're talking about a Gois Chametz in Yisrael's possession. And we say that what? If you hold Israel, it's not called a mashkin. So then it's not over, right? This is what he means, not over. Irish will keep all of Israel achrayis. Obviously, the case has to be that Israel is not a kabbalah achrayis for this chametz. The kibbalah achrayis harayu shalom, but over of kibbuch perkam kibbuchon dam. But here is something else interesting. Tosfos and Bamitzia points out, one could perhaps say that Yisrael was mekabel achrayis. But what level achrayis is required to say kibbuchon dam? That's also not made clear in the Gemara before. I mean, it says neva aveda, but what does that mean exactly? What type of aveda? So there are different shittas, as we know. Is it enough if Yisrael is mekabel achrayis like a shemachinam or shemesachar? Or it's have to be even onsen, range of shittas, the Rambam, the Shonim. So Tosfos here would seem to suggest that it sounds like any achrayis would be enough to mechayev Yisrael and Bayira. So you have to say it's not mekabel achrayis at all. But Tosfos in Bavitzia right, wants to say maybe the question is how much achrayis? He wasn't mekabel, let's say, onsen. Let's see, where is it? Did anyone see it? Yeah, Eimer Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, that's Tosfos in Pei Beis on the base, the top, the beginning of the Tosfos. Tosfos says like this, the second Tosfos on the page, Pei Beis on the base. So, Eimer Dam Rabbi Yitzchak, everyone see it? Page 19. Shalobas Hasalva Aso, Pirish Bekundris, the Shalobas Hasalva Aso, Konele Lushayev Af Beonsen. So Rabbi Yitzchak's kinyan is the onsen. Upei Russo. Hard the Amar perkam the tzach and the chayiv bar pidonos shel kusim kshikibo b'salach reis. So Tosfos connects Rashi's shita with the chayiv achrayis in general of a Jew. Hainu davke shikibo lo achrayis the onsen. The hot Malbal a mashkin shel chametz b'shas haba afkav d'achrayis a mashkin olav m'gnei v'aveda m'di Shmuel. There's any way we know there's a chrayis of m'gnei v'aveda. Afkiv b'di lo pirish k'nifash to the il. This is connected to Amid Aleph. V'loch in chayiv v'vayim lo mitam d'kane leil gami. Okay. But Tosfos says, so l'maisa, Tosfos is suggesting that if you need a chayiv onsen, then it comes out if you mekabel a chayis for less than onsen, then that's okay too. Umi o nira. The shilobish hasal ba'aso lo kani l'schay ba'onsin. El davi shamasacha. Tamidami masdis niktani shamasacha with Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay. Now, Tosfos now continues in the last line before it gets wide. Now, but Sarah Chafarish. Me'ezet ham yeh shamasacha. Why would you be a shamasacha? Where do you get this shamasacha right there? You say totally it's your rishus. That's what the Rid said also. I have bones. Otherwise, where's Shamasacha coming? Why Shamasacha? What makes you Shamasacha? Me'ezetam yish Shamasacha. Vaday, the ichash of kinyan gomor, tektosis, it's a real kinyan. I feel bones in this chai. The ilochash of kinyan gomor, well, yeah, I feel Shamasacha. Where's Shamasacha come? Where's this middle point? Where does it come from? The Tosu says the following, and here it's going to have ramifications for how to learn pshat in the sugya and kiddushin. You guys saw this Tosus? I'm just checking in. Yeah? No? What did you see? So Gittin? Which Tosus did you see? Gittin? What? Tosus Rosh is the same. Tosus Rosh is the Rikhas. Yeah, it's the same thing. Tosus Rosh you saw? I didn't bring it. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's my right. The Tosus Rosh is very long. It's also the same issue. All right, we'll read a little bit and we'll maybe focus more on Sunday on it. The Yeshuomar, the Bahi Hana, Shayuchel Kaddish Borsa Isha. So you have the option of using this mashkin for kedushin or to acquire avodah v'karkos. Okay, so Tosfos is giving us an understanding of the shomer sachar is a result of some benefit that you have that the mashkin is by you. What's the benefit that you have? You can use it for kedushin. So Tosfos says if that's the case, when is there this status of shomer sachar, and when are you mekadesh and isha with the maskin shelo b'shas halva, and that's the sugya and kedushin. Let's go slow. Here, Tosfos and Kedushin of them disagree. Let's see what the Machlokes is based on. Tosfos continues. The Imtoma, I don't get it. Lama Yechashev Shomer Sacha B'Shvil Kach. Hel Kach HaYachol Kaddish B'Ma'osav. I understand. If I had my own money, I could use my own money for Kedushin. So why is this giving me a benefit I wouldn't have otherwise? I didn't lend the money. I would have my own money. So what does this give me if I did? Because I have a halva, now I can use this for kedushin. So if I didn't do a halva, I'd have my own money to give kedushin. So what is the benefit that I have by the fact that I loaned money and I got a mashkin more than if I didn't lend the money and I didn't get the mashkin? Right? You're the kasha. I have my own money. Yeshuomar, the kema, the achshav shenoto mashkin, in ma'osa biyado, chashav shom esachar, shiachalas was more kedushin, okay? So Tos gives as one answer. In a chanami, but you gave it, you did lend. And now you don't have the money because you lent the money. Now you have the maskin. The maskin gives you a benefit. That's where Shomer Sachar. One answer. Another answer, but owed, that money would not work for you if you want to exchange it for something else. The chalipin, yachol lasos the maskin, mashulah yachol lasos the most. Ima benasa chalipin. In other words, there's something that an item can do for you that money can't do. You can't use money for chalipin, you could use an item for chalipin. So there's a benefit in having the item of the maskin to be able to afford to affect the kinyan chalidu. So what do I see in the Tosfos here? Tosfos is explaining his sheet. Here it didn't give us any explanation, being a shomer sachar. Tosfos says the benefit that you have from the fact that you could, in Mekadesh and Isha, for example, with this maskin, and again, you loaned money, and now you don't have money, and now you have the ability to be Mekadesh with this maskin, or because you can use it for chalidu. Tosfos in Gittin, at the end of that Tosfos, right? Also says, on the Zion, right? On the Zion Amud days, page 10. Neil Perakamit the Kedushin. Tos got finished explaining this Olam Shibude, this two tiers. So it comes to Kedushin, Gabi Kitsha the Mashkin. Hard to read here. What's the next word? What do you have for you? That you must say that the case of Kedushin was a maskin of Shlo B'Shas Halva, not the maskin that we talked about has an Olam Shibudi of Shas Halva. The Beperko Umni Mashma Adilom Hanidrav Yitzchak Eskai Ba'on Sin Bo'o Choshev Elu Shom B'Sacha Alma lo chashiv kishelo gamri. Im kem efetan nechshav kishom esachar im lo mishum dinene dekani lelipas bo seisha bekakos abachalipin. Im kem hashas halva also any yachol kalis bo seisha. So now, if it's shas halva, what is the benefit that you got of the mashma shas halva that would allow you to be a shom esachar? So that's Tosis in Gittin, that's Tosis in Bamitsiya. Mitzad Sheni, Tosis in Kedushin, assumes differently. Interesting machlokas. Tosis in Kedushin assumes. On the Gemara itself, a maskin da acherim, Rabbi Yitzchak, afagab Rabbi Yitzchak, maskin shkobas ha-salva, matzina lo meymar, the same word that was saying in the other places, Tosis uses by Kedushin. So what is this machlokas? How do you understand it? Would the svara of would you be a shomer sachar and would you be a, because of mekadesh and isha, would that work on the maskin of shas halva? I saw the Masha and the Kani Re'en here in Gittin on the Tosus. Tosus concludes, why should you be able to make Kaddish Shelo B'Shah Salvah Me'ezet HaNachshav K'Shom HaSachar? So the Masha explains, Kemi de lo Kani Shelo B'Shah Salvah El Mitam de Matzim Kaddish Bo Isha Akoch B'Shah Salvah de lo Kani Re'i lo Matzim Kaddish Bo Isha Imlokin Maishna, in other words, like Tosus says in Bamitzia, you could have not lent the money. So the Kani Re'em says, "Ein ze mochrach." The Mashi Pasuk Tosus in Perek Ha'Omni, the my time Machashek Hashem Esachah B'Shiachol Kadosh Baruch Hu Isha. Or again, the Ma'osu B'Yachol Kadosh. The Achshav Shenoto Mashkin in Ma'osu B'Yado. Me'achshav Hana. Then came Mashkin B'Shas Salva. Afa Gab B'Yachol Kadosh Baruch Hu Isha. Mikom Makom Havi Ma'osu B'Yachol Kadosh. M'Shem Hachi Le'achshav Shem Esachah. So anyway, L'Chayru, we have a machlokas to think about. What is this question of whether you could also Mekadosh Isha with a maskin of shas halva? One more question to think about in terms of lining up what we saw earlier in Shia with this. Mitzad echad, Rav Yitzchok's kinyan of shlo b'shas halva, the Tosfos, is a level shibud, a kinyan gamur. Not just a shibud, alim, it's a kinyan gamur. And then b'shas halva, it's a kinyan for gulayim. But this kinyan gamur of Tosfos is what? It's gabi what? How far does it take you? What does it make you liable in? Deva Veda, not only. Interesting. On the other hand, Rashi says that you're going to be liable for Onsu. And yet, what do we see in Rashi? How do we line Rashi up? What is this Kenyan of Rabbi Yitzchak that could also possibly exist over Shasa, but if you give it over for such an intention, what is it? It's only a King Lugubayn. So what does it mean? On the one hand, Tosus Kenyan of Rabbi Yitzchak Shilba Shasa is a Kenyan Gamur, and yet only allows you b'chayv for gneva veda, not like a shem esachar. On the other hand, Rashi, who only defines it as far as a kin libuvayna, because Rashi allows for the same possibility to exist in certain circumstances, b'shas alva, and yet for Rashi it's chayv onsin. What exactly does that mean? Should that bother you? That's something to think about. Yeah, again, we'll finish the Tosfos, the next Tosfos, and then the Rashi and the Mishnah to get to that, and then some other nyanim that come up with the Rashi and the Rambam. Okay, a little bit on the parsha and